This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Marla Zolson recently submitted her mother's autobiography to the Roseau County Museum. It will be kept in the family research area for anyone who'd like to read it. I've been reading this story of Jean Duncan Robinson Haugfeldt's life for a while now and will continue today. She had grown up mostly in Canada and through a series of unfortunate incidents came to Pensacola, Minnesota as a girl in her late teens along with her little sister Violet. They stayed at the home of her mother's sister, Hannah Mortensen Wold, who had been widowed a few years earlier. Violet had been enrolled at the Beaver Country School in September of 1937. Jean's last school had been in Alberta when she was staying with her father's brother Ben and his wife Rena. After Rena died following gallbladder surgery, Ben arranged to have the girls move to their Aunt Hannah's home in the USA. He wrote Jean a letter to see if she'd like to come back and finish her last year of high school in Big Valley, Alberta. She completed 11th grade the year Aunt Rena died. Jean decided not to take him up on that offer because she was enjoying life with Aunt Hannah and didn't want to leave Violet when she was finally getting her life back to normal. So Jean was done with school and was 18 years old. It was another life-changing decision. In the spring of 1939, Mrs. R.V. Anderson from the Skyme area came to visit Aunt Hannah to see if Jean would be interested in helping with housework for a while. Her daughter Phyllis was soon to be married and she was busy planning the wedding. The Andersons had moved to Skyme, where they operated the Skyme store and post office. Mr. Anderson also had a truck route there. Jean worked for them until after the wedding in June. Later that summer, Jean was hired for a housekeeping and babysitting job for the Louis Wickstroms, who owned and operated the Encore Cafe in Roseau. They had three boys. The baby was only a few months old. Dwayne was 2, and Curtis was 4 or 5 years old. Jean tells a little more about that job. The hardest part of the job there was the washing and ironing. We washed clothes every day. Mr. Wickstrom wore white shirts to work at the cafe. It was hard to iron those shirts without scorching them. I wasn't very good at that. I loved babysitting those boys. They were really good children. I worked there until after Christmas that year. Then I went back out to Pensacola for the rest of the winter. I thought Aunt Hannah might need my help during the winter months, although she would never admit she needed help. In the spring of 1940, I again went to work as a babysitter and housekeeper. That year, my employers were Mr. and Mrs. Walter Bell. Mr. Bell had a gas station in Roseau. They had 3 girls. Janet was a baby, Betty was 2 years old, and Marilyn was 4 or 5. Mrs. Bell did not work outside the home. She was there to supervise my work with the children, which made it easier. I enjoyed working for her. That fall, I met Glenn Robinson at a dance. We dated a few times before he went to the woods to cut pulp with his dad. He was gone all winter. While Glenn was working in the woods, Jean worked for Bell's until Christmas, then went home to Pensacola again for the winter. In the spring of 1941, she worked for Enos and Nicolene Temple, who farmed close to Salo. Nicolene was a niece of Herman Wold, Jean's Aunt Hannah's husband. She was wheelchair-bound, but had a great sense of humor and was fun to work for. When Glenn came out of the woods that same spring in 1941, they started dating again. As Jean tells it, "We had been thinking of each other all winter. I thought he was very handsome. He had gained some weight over winter, so he weighed almost 200 pounds. He was 5 feet 10 inches tall, had dark hair and hazel-colored eyes. When he spoke, his voice was boisterous. He was very energetic, full of life, and always busy. He worked hard on the farm for his father in the summer. He and his father hauled gravel for construction in the fall, and in the winter they cut and hauled pulp. We both loved to dance, so we usually went to Malung Hall on Saturday nights. On Sunday, we would go driving, and when the weather was warmer, we went sailing with the family on the Robinson boat in Warroad. The family would have a picnic in the park and take turns going out on the boat. We always ended up at the Robinson home for supper or for some homemade ice cream. I never could eat all the ice cream in the huge bowls they dished up for me." I'll read more about Jean's life with Glenn Robinson next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.